This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
What's up? We're in up Newcastle, Jameson Hospital. Real quick background. About 12 years ago, Paul Wood, UPMC Big Shot, calls me, a personal call. Says, this hospital is going to close. And then the Attorney General, Kathleen Kane, who I did not like at all, we went at it a lot, quite frankly, because she wasn't fair-minded. Another story, another day. She didn't want UPMC to buy them. She literally said, we're going to take other bidders. This is a true story. Guess what? There were no other bidders. They literally went to mediation and hearings and literally said, we don't want them to buy this. You know there's no other bidders. Oh, and if I'm lying, I'm dying. This aggravated the hell out of me. So we did TV stories, and I raised hell for at least, 6 months, and brought intense scrutiny onto the state and regulators and folks in the game and politicians, and here we are with UPMC Jameson 12 years later. And that's, in a nutshell, what the hell happened. And arguably, and I could say this, we had a role in saving this wonderful facility because we have the platform, and KDK is what it is, and people do listen when you beat them over the head enough. Do they not?
Yes.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Ellen McCormick. I'm the Director of Imaging for UPMC Jameson and Horizon.
Oh, wow. Were you here when all this...
Oh, yes.
So what I'm saying is true.
Oh, absolutely.
It was insane.
Yes, it was. It was a whirlwind of emotions of what's happening next. We think we're going to close.
And they weren't fair about it. The state wasn't.
No.
They literally said, I remember this. We want other bidders. There aren't any. Remember that?
But they tried to pretend that there were.
Why?
You remember them saying that?
Yeah. They were scoundrels.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathleen Kane got into a whole lot of trouble for other things. But I remember that. And when you're in the middle of that, it must have outraged you, right?
Absolutely. I was very fearful not only of my job and all the jobs of all my coworkers, but this community, and what was this community going to do without a hospital?
See, this is, this is the crux of this. And I called some numbers up that will blow your mind. No, they won't, because you know this stuff. But I have to regurgitate this because it's so insane. And I want to be fair, so I want to get to the number. Check this out. Since 05, more than 200 rural hospitals have closed. Mm-hmm. Wow. And over 400 are at risk of closure. How about that? And even the hospitals that manage to stay open are cutting services. Cancer care, maternity care, mm-hmm. right? And that's what you were faced with.
Very much so.
I don't know what it is about Americans that don't get this. Mm-hmm. I guess because they live in the city.
I'm not sure.
But if you're out here, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it scares you, does it not?
Very much so. I couldn't imagine Lawrence County without a hospital, and yeah. what would our people do?
Mm-hmm. I can't either. Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, what would they do?
It would all be travel, and I sure hope I'm not having a heart attack or a stroke.
Well, hold on. This is paramount, what you just said. If you're having a heart attack, you're unless you're lucky, you might die.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy about what you do now? Your level of care is at or better than the level of care they would get in the big city.
We are very proud of the level of care that we provide for this community, and there's services that they can get here that in the past, before we were UPMC, that we're not able to get here. So we're offering way more than we ever could before.
Where do you live?
Right here in Neshaminy.
Oh, gosh. So this is my whole thing about homers. Why do you care about this? Because this is your home.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone you know comes here,
mm-hmm.
right?
They do, yes.
And so... not that they wouldn't care at UPMC if you weren't from here, but it makes a difference that this is your home, does
mm-hmm.
it not?
Yes, I was born here
yeah.
many, many, many
You're
years
kidding.
Ago, and I've been here for 41 years.
You were born at this hospital?
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool.
I started work here in 1985.
That's fantastic. That's so rewarding.
Yes, very much so.
And rather astounding in how... you're actually hiring people.
Yes, we're hiring. Like, I can't even fill out my vacancies. We're still recruiting heavily for hiring, and we're growing. Since we're growing our volume and growing our hours and growing our services, I'm constantly in need to hire more people.
Wow. What do you attribute the success to?
The UPMC as a resource alone has given us the ability here to not only improve as far as imaging goes over the last years in this region, meaning Horizon and Jameson, they've purchased over $10 million in new upgraded equipment
oh.
that can do new things that we couldn't do before. We're just constantly expanding what we can do and what we can offer that normally patients would have had to go to Cleveland or Pittsburgh for.
That's astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I even said this, like some of the stubborn old guys, they won't even get treatment if they have to drive an hour and a half.
Correct.
So they blow it off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Many people do, yes.
And when I was sick as hell with chemo, you didn't want to go.
Mm-mm.
So, and when I was there at Hillman, there were a couple old-timers at that time who were driving in from Newcastle.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, my own father had to do that back in 2000 and 2001.
Right?
I had to take him to Pittsburgh.
Right?
Correct, yes.
And if you're sick as hell... there are days where you're kind of inclined to say to hell with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But if you're 5 or 10 minutes away, you're going to go.
You'll be like, okay, I'll go. It's not that far.
It's that different.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the impact in terms of the jobs that it provided, it saved a lot of people's homes.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right? And their cars and their lives.
This whole area of Lawrence and Mercer County has definitely been saved and rescued, is probably a better word, by UPMC being a part of it.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
It does.
And what's crazy is this nursing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 years ago, they had 17 nurses graduate from the school, and now there's 100.
Yes.
What's going on there?
We also have, in that same building, we have our School of Radiology.
Oh,
because
wow.
there's a shortage in radiologic
oh, yeah.
diagnostic techs, too.
Oh, yeah.
And just a few short years ago, before we were UPMC, we would have classes of 3, 4, and 5 students. We are graduating 12 this week, and we have 12
Whoa.
First years going to second year, and our new class coming in July has 17.
It was so slammed that there was a time where you had to have some of this stuff read out of state.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
How do you feel about AI coming into this and reading some of this
We've
stuff?
We've used AI as a tool yeah. for radiology for a long, long time. we use it in the source of computer-aided detection.
Nice.
It's called CAD.
Nice.
So
yeah,
with
course.
Mammograms and things like that, the radiologist reads it, but CAD reviews it too and points out things that are potential problems. So we've been using it for a long time.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
I'm really, really cool. And very proud of what you guys have done here. It's kind of cool.
I'm very proud of it also.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back, folks.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kind of a cool day. When they call me and ask me to do this, I was like, yeah, cool. I'm in. There are the cynics and the skeptics and the haters that suggest we don't make a difference, that this is all hype. Okay. We're living it today. There's so many times where I sit there with the the folks inside the building, whether it's PJ Comanchik, the program director, or whether it's SPAC, who kind of runs the whole ship, and why are we here? We're here to make a difference. We just are. It's the why. Why? Draw attention to something, point out a need, and fix it to the best of your ability. Whether it's we're in the middle of about to start a campaign to get a kidney for a young man who's in desperate need of a kidney. Last week, we got a roof on a house for a pastor. And these are the things we can accomplish. And in this case, when this came down 12 years ago, literally opened up the phone lines and the television. I did several television stories for KDKTV at the time as well. And drew attention to the fact that Jameson was in jeopardy. And it was a two-year battle, and then UPMC stepped in, and now it's flourishing. Some of the rough numbers about, if you add all the campuses, almost 3,000 employees. And then people like to throw that economic impact number out. It's about $250 million with all the campuses and surrounding areas. And just a simple number for people thinking about this sort of thing, 1,100 babies delivered through this Jameson and the campuses last year alone. And the facts are clear that if this facility doesn't survive, none of that happens. And the story I tell about a cancer treatment is very real. There was a guy who was in his 60s, so I was in my 50s at the time, and he was driving in an old, because he told me this, in an old pickup truck every single day from here, Newcastle, to Hillman to get treatment for cancer. Because he couldn't get it at the time. And a couple of times he missed, because when you get into the radiation initially, it's every single day. And he flat out told me a couple times that he missed, he was too sick. And using that as an example, by having that treatment here, folks don't have to drive to Pittsburgh. And to keep it real, if that facility closes and you have a heart attack, good luck. Good luck. Because you got nowhere to go. If you have a stroke, and they say like the first 40 minutes is critical, they really do. If you have a stroke and you have to drive to Pittsburgh, good luck. And all of those things happen here. And I know you haven't listened to the whole 4 hours, but in the process, we've also learned that. We have also learned that one of the most renowned surgeons in the area, in Pennsylvania, is now here, operating on kids. And so now, orthopedics. I think they said he specializes in wrist surgery. So now what happens is people are coming here from all over and their kids are having surgery. And my point is this. You must respect. Let me back up. I am not ignorant or naive enough to believe that everybody thinks UPMC is wonderful. We've had this conversation for decades. There are folks that suggest they're too big, that they're greedy, that they make all this money, blah, blah, blah. But you have to admit this in your cynical heart. Without UPMC, I'm sitting in a vacant parking lot. And that is not disputable. Without UPMC, this town is screwed. Think about 3,000 jobs. Think about nearly $300 million in impact. I'm sitting here looking at the folks making hamburgers and think, without UPMC, they're not here. Big sheet cakes from Giant Eagle. That ain't happening if they're not here. A lot of the people that are here today would not be around if this didn't happen. And at the real bottom line, the significant number of lives saved. It's a magnificent victory. But make sure you know this. The landscape in rural America is full of the bodies, the carcasses of vacant hospitals that had to shut down. And the numbers I read, 200 have already closed in the last 10 years. There's 400 more. Take 400 hospitals out of rural America. Folks, we cannot let it happen. We cannot let them die. By the way, we went through the same effort when the same situation occurred for the folks in Washington, PA. It was the same battle, and we won that one too. And I'm proud to have been part of it. Folks, we'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Before we get to my next guest, I want you to hear this piece we produced, what, 12 years ago? Listen to this. Listen.
Famous chocolate milkshake, along with great health care, one of the things that brings folks back to Jamison Hospital in Newcastle. If you're Steve Warner, it's also because you're Jamison Hospital's board chair, and today you're doing a little celebrating.
Obviously, we're thrilled about that.
Here's what he's thrilled about. An arbitration ruling that just went down, a judge deciding the best officer to preserve and enhance Jamison Hospital, allowing UPMC to acquire Jamison and its 1,300 employees.
We are very cautious in how we move forward until we complete this process.
Jamison folks are wary about the details until the final deal is done and signed off on by the Attorney General's office and UPMC, called a consent decree, a binding agreement UPMC must live by. However, here's what the deal will do. No less than 10 years of planned service improvements. UPMC will pay off Jamison debt and pension obligations. UPMC will spend $70 million for the development of facilities. It means a lot.
How important is this to the community?
Oh, extremely important.
Just ask Luann Goodrich about the value of Jamison here.
Oh my goodness, so important, so important.
It's folks like her who started sending Get Marty emails last August asking us to intervene to pressure the governor's office, reach out to the attorney general.
We have to have it. You know, we need a hospital in this area so desperately. I've signed the petitions on Facebook and everything, and yeah, to try to keep it. So it's good news. If it's going to stay, it's wonderful. It's great for the community.
The governor agrees. His folks sending us this statement. Governor Wolf is pleased Jamison Hospital will continue to serve seniors, children, and families in Western Pennsylvania, which is why he voiced his support for a resolution at this time. You helped amplify the importance. The Attorney General's office is also pleased, saying our staff has worked throughout the process as a watchdog for consumers. Our primary goal all along was to ensure that consumers in this market continue to have access to affordable health care. We intend to work with the parties to provide closure to the situation in the near future. Folks who work here tell us employees were hugging and crying in the hallways when they got the news Jamison is here to stay.
How about that? It's all come to fruition. I'm sitting here with Stanley. Hi, Stanley.
Hi, how are you?
Were you here for that?
Yes.
Crazy.
It was different.
Right?
Yes. We were all concerned.
Hell yeah, man. Incredibly stressful.
Extremely.
Yeah. And I'm listening to the numbers in that 10-year-old piece. UPMC has held up its end, hasn't it?
Yes, very
right?
much so.
Right?
Yes. They made quite a few improvements since
then. And then some.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, man. Introduce yourself.
My name's Stanley Janis. I work in the engineering department here at UPMC Jamison.
How long have you been here?
45 years.
Oh, wow. So, my man, you've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You were here during the dark times.
Where we're sitting used to be a parking lot.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. And at the time, you must have been thinking, I ain't going to have a job.
I was.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
What makes it work?
I think a lot of the people. I mean, we do have an overturn of people, but our staff and our managers and, you know, the different people to come in really work together to keep it all turning. And, you know, everybody's good to the patients. Our patients keep, I don't want to make this sound wrong, but keep coming back instead of going to other hospitals.
Well, Stanley, that means a lot, though. Going here versus having to drive into Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Is this where you get care?
Yes.
Yeah. And your friends and family?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What differences? So you were here prior. What changes has UPMC made to make this a better place?
I mean, there's definitely been mechanical upgrades. I mean, our air systems have been completely redone.
Oh, wow.
They were, you know, ancient. Some of them were as old as the building.
Oh.
I mean, as far as building upgrades, you know, there's, my understanding, a lot more upgrades planned in the future. Right now, they just finished a new MRI suite.
Wow.
And so that there's I'm not privy to a whole lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm understanding there's a lot more to come thanks to UPMC.
What happens to this town if those jobs go away?
There is no hospital jobs. I'm not sure how many employees we do have now, but I know it's over 1,000. There'd be 1,000 empty jobs.
Yeah.
And those people would have to drive to Pittsburgh, or, you know, if Newcastle went under, you know, how long would it be before Farrell and Greenville went?
Exactly. And that's what's happening in rural America, right?
Right.
Hey, are you local?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Laurel.
Oh, wow. So that means a lot to you.
No, absolutely. I've worked here this long. I mean, this is the only place I've ever called home is for a job. I mean, prior to working here, I was working on a dairy farm out of high school.
That's fantastic. So this made an impact on your life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Because I went from making $2 an hour, getting paid once a summer, to at least getting paid every 2 weeks.
That's amazing. And I'm guessing at some point you retire here.
I hope to retire next year. I'll be 66.
Oh, nice.
If I'm allowed to.
Look at the other fellas staring at you, right?
I know.
But that's part of it, though. All of you have, you bought in, did you not?
Yes.
And that makes a difference, too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The fact that you care so much means that you work harder doing the things you do, doesn't it?
I do enjoy working here. I mean, I've been here this long.
Wow.
I have hobbies, and you know, this place keeps me in my hobbies,
yeah.
And also, you know, gives me a good living. I really have no complaints about this place.
And they save lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stan the man. Thanks, brother.
My pleasure.
Appreciate you. Right back, folks.
Very good meeting
you.
Man.
So, I'm a lot about the why. My whole career ends up being about the why. Here's how I break it down. Why are we here? Why? To make a difference. Grand picture, grand scale, why are we here today? Because we made a difference. When I sit there and talk to the boss, whether it's PJ Comanchik or SPAC, and SPAC, quite frankly, is the guy that made this happen today. Without him, we're not sitting here. And Paul Wood, the UPMC, they wanted this to happen. And the reason why they wanted us here is because of the why. Why do we have this platform? Why do we have this voice? To make a damn difference. So if you're blessed enough to have a platform like KDKA, and a voice like KDKA, it's very tenuous position, because you have to oftentimes think, why am I here? Why are we doing this? In this case, we are here, and we're here 10 years ago to preserve a hospital. And is there anything more magnificent on earth than to have a platform like KDKA and to be able to use it to help so many folks save a hospital? Right?
Correct.
And introduce yourself and tell us your name.
I'm Diana Caffro. I'm a registered nurse, and I've been at UPMC, UPMC Jamison, for 24 years.
So you know.
Yes.
You know the why. You know why you're here. Because nurses are integral to the lives that are saved here every single day. It's a magnificent avocation, isn't it?
Correct.
It's not easy either.
No, there's many hard days that you go home and it's hard to leave it at work. There are many days that you cry with patients or cry with families, or you don't always get to give good news at the hospital.
Well, selfishly, I use these stories a lot because my sis has been a nurse for more than 40 years. And so she's in a transplant unit, and so they meet the family. And then either the kid doesn't get the transplant or the kid dies. Well, you die with them, right?
Correct.
And then conversely, they get the transplant. You experience that joy, the reward of it, right?
Yes, you celebrate right along with them.
For you, how significant was it that UPMC came in here and saved this wonderful entity?
Well, I'm local to the area.
Yeah.
I went to nursing school here at Jamison.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to stay here in the community. I did not want to have to drive down to Pittsburgh or Erie or somewhere else for hours. So I worked at Jamison prior, and you could see things were not going the way they should have been going or that we wanted them to go. So it was kind of like a savior in a way that we could keep local care here and not have to ship everybody. And then with all the stories of what UPMC could bring to us to have locally, we were all very, very excited. It was a long process.
Yeah.
We were all very excited.
Man, this nursing school has blown up here.
Yes.
Wow. 4 years ago, 17 graduates. This year, 100?
Yes.
How's that happened?
Well, they partner with a local university, our Westminster.
Sure.
So they partnered with them, and a lot of people want to go for their bachelor's right away. I chose not to go till later in my career, and that really increases the nursing school. And nursing is such a valued profession.
Huh.
A lot of people really want to join that. They enjoy taking care of people.
So how did you do it?
I went fresh out of high school to the diploma program.
Good for you.
I worked here for probably about 18 years before I went back for my degree.
You're killing me. Seriously?
Yeah, I worked here. I was just an RN. I'd done many different roles.
That is so cool.
Then I went back for my bachelor's degree online while I worked full-time still here.
Wow. That's a hell of a story. Right?
Yeah.
And also accentuates the number of ways you can approach this, right?
Correct.
You don't
have to be a typical, there's diploma program, there's associate programs that you get at your local community colleges. You can be BSNs, MSNs, you can go for a doctorate. Whatever you want to do, there's so much variety.
The truth is, though, right now, critical demand for nurses.
Correct.
For 100 reasons. Pay, stress, because it is not that easy.
Correct. And the pandemic
wore us. 23% quit or retired.
Correct. The pandemic was very hard on the nursing career.
Saw a lot of death. Worked a lot of hours.
Yes.
But the way this has thrived must feel so good for you.
It is. I personally had breast cancer in 2021. I was diagnosed. So it was very nice to be able to stay local.
Oh, my gosh.
And get most of my testing.
Yes.
Most of everything done at my local facility versus having to have to travel down to Pittsburgh.
To Hillman.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah.
I was able to go to Hillman right up the street in Newcastle.
Nice.
I was able to get my radiation treatments up the road at UPMC Horizon. It was just very nice that I was able to stay. And they had all the specialists here. I didn't have to go elsewhere.
And there are folks that'll blow off treatment if they have to drive to Pittsburgh.
Correct. And I was still trying to work while going to treatment, and I didn't have an hour to drive down there just to come, to sit in my treatment, to drive back. So it was nice that I could do everything locally.
I've seen it. It's magnificent. You must be proud watching how this has grown.
Yes. And all the resources that we have been able to bring in, all the opportunities for nursing, and the growth potential that we've had with UPMC, it's really amazing.
Well, you've been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I love your attitude. I love the fact that you have joy in your face. It means a lot, especially for nurses, because you guys see a lot.
We do.
A lot. I could tell you stories, but you have your own. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This has been a joy for us, and kind of the end of a journey of working so hard to maintain this facility. And the magnificence of it, and the fact that they have so many employees that are still here and love what they're doing. Someone wrote a piece about me in a local magazine recently about Marty Griffin's arrogant and loud and doesn't mind if you don't like him. And all that's true. But what they missed was, and I sent the reporter a note. I'm not being dismissive of the reporter. I completely respect her. She does a hell of a job. But what I did tell her was, you missed the why. The why. Why we do this? Because of this. When someone says to you, you have this platform, and it's KDKA, and people listen to it and respect it and admire it, and when you take a stand, they'll fight with you. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. I'm so grateful for all that and for UPMC allowing us to come up here today. Folks, enjoy. Collins next.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.